I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 314. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
UDOT and UHP are warning people about potential traffic jams from the I-80 closure. They had to shut the freeway down because choppers are flying overhead to douse the Parley's fire. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the Jazz sputtered against the Spurs this afternoon. Mike Conley, Donovan Mitchell, and Rudy Gobert were all out with injuries. The Jazz lost by 8. They'll play again tomorrow. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
And while I-80 is closed in Parley's Canyon, in both directions, we want to remind drivers, Guardsman Pass is open to you, but closed to semis. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today and not as hot, 92. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 92 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. No deal. Congressional leaders telling the White House they are at an impasse on a new stimulus package. Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the president may use executive powers now to issue some sort of fix as early as this weekend. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says unemployment checks are just one of the sticking points.
I think if we can reach an agreement on state and local and unemployment, we will reach an overall deal. And if we can't, we can't.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats tried to compromise, but not on funding. For the battle of the coronavirus, they're not giving that up.
They leave out testing, tracing, treatment. We know we're not going to solve this problem economically until we solve the health problems.
New unemployment figures out for July show that the nation's public health and economic recovery are tied to one another, and so were jobs. 1.8 million jobs added last month, lower than in May and June, signaling a slowing economy, but the unemployment rate falling slightly to 10.2%. TD Ameritrade Senior Market Strategist Sean Cruz.
As we get more reopenings, it directly ties back to the job markets, but those reopenings are also directly tied to COVID data. So that's the relationship and why we care so much, almost on a day-to-day basis, around the headlines of COVID cases.
A new warning from U.S. intelligence with less than 90 days before the presidential election. China, Russia, Iran, all working to influence the race, but with different goals.
The National Counterintelligence and Security Center saying China would prefer President Trump lose the election because that country thinks he's unpredictable and hurts China's interests. Analysts saying that Iran would also prefer Joe Biden, and the agency saying Russia's trying to do what it did in 2016, help President Trump win by hurting the Democratic candidate, this time Joe Biden. U.S. intelligence saying it's doing all it can to protect voting integrity.
ABC's Andy Field reporting from Washington. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world.
Our reporter Kelly Pierce spent 7 long hours watching a State Board of Ed meeting on her computer yesterday. You know, 7 hours staring at that screen to report the story. That's rough. And now we have a pretty good idea of what school's going to look like around Utah in a couple of weeks because of that meeting and some others around the state. But it's interesting what other states hit hard by COVID are deciding to do. ABC's Alex Stone is joining us live. Alex, it's pretty clear there's no one solution to the back-to-school question.
Well, Jeff, that's right. Yeah, it really runs the gamut depending on where you are. New York today gave schools the okay to go ahead and open up for in-person learning because COVID numbers in New York are now low enough. And Governor Cuomo made the announcement today. Here's what it sounded like.
By our infection rates, all school districts can open. Everywhere in the state, every region is below the threshold that we established.
But he is saying that every district has to report back on a plan of how they'll do testing, of what they'll do if somebody gets sick, that they've still got some time in New York, so they're not totally there yet. But you jump down to Arizona, and I talked to the state superintendent of schools there, Kathy Hoffman. She says, no way. Are they going to be able to open up schools anytime soon? She says, it's going to be weeks. It may be months. It may be the whole school year. in Arizona. They put out new guidelines today in Arizona saying that for any county to reopen up schools, they have to have a positivity rate below 7%. Nobody is there yet, she told
me. We have very significant concerns about opening up for instruction in the school buildings.
So it's going to be a while. Jeff, it really does depend on where you are. Politics comes into play. Numbers come into play. There's a whole lot going on.
Alex, you have kids, and you're in the Los Angeles area, I think, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what's your family doing? How are they?
Yeah, well, I mean, in California, pretty much everything is shut down for the most part when it comes to schools going into this school year. And you would think that it would be cheaper with them not going on campus, but we're having a tough time. Yeah, you got to buy furniture. You got to buy devices. You've got to buy all kinds of things. We're struggling to find a desk for our kids right now because everything is sold out. Everybody's going out there and trying to find the same things that we are. But, yeah, we've got a kindergartner and a second grader, and at least for a while, they're going to be doing it all at home.
Well, good luck with that. I know a lot of the stores are complaining nobody's coming back to school shopping because you don't know whether to buy clothes or buy computer equipment for home. So many families are trying to make that decision. And, well, it's just 2 weeks away. It all begins. KSL News Time 320. Thank you to ABC's Alex Stone. Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And here's Ricky Meese.
Well, Jeff, it's been a bit of a nightmare of a traffic drive. One KSL traffic trooper saying Heber is really rough. Took this driver 50 minutes to go 5 miles. So this is what we're trying to say. With Parley's Canyon closed, and it's not expected to reopen until later tonight, your two alternate routes are Highway 189 and I-84. Both of those are going to see higher volumes of traffic and delays. If you absolutely must travel from Summit County into the valley, you've got to allow yourself extra travel time. Right now, delays on Highway 189 start at Heber City all the way through Deer Valley. And on I-84, a little bit better, but still seeing some slowdowns between Croydon on the way to Morgan. Mark?
We have some lane restrictions in place right now on I-80 out west at SR-201. So far, not causing any big backups into Tooele, but heads up there anyway. Increasing KSL travel time. Southbound I-15 in the valley, Murray to Midvale at the south interchange, and southbound I-15 gathering volume. No surprise, part of the mountain down past SR-92 into Lehigh. Steve-O.
Northbound 15 running at freeway speeds, leaving the downtown Salt Lake City area, but Davis County already packed in between the Kaysville Ponds and Hill Air Force Base. On the flip side, got a crash southbound I-15 right around 550 South in Layton. Had a couple of right lanes closed there, causing backups up to Antelope Drive. And if you're on northbound 89, it's packed in between Shepherd Lane and 200 North, also approaching Cherry Lane and at South Weaver Drive. Not only does UTA have the best bus operators, they also have the friendliest, too. Thanks for moving everyone forward 1 mile at a time. Thank your operator at rideuta.com/thanks. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's your 7-day forecast. And Grant,
sunny skies, not as windy today, and 92 the high. It cools down, at least cooler than it was yesterday. Not too bad. Tomorrow, 93 and mostly sunny, and 94 Sunday, mostly sunny. So decent weather for the weekend, not as hot as last weekend. 94 Monday, more sunshine, sunny at the 95 on Tuesday. 94 Wednesday, more sun, and sunny 95 on Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
92 degrees, you want something to look forward to? Shark Week starts on Sunday on Discovery.
Yay!
Jeff Kaplan, only on KSL News Radio.
Because I gotta have faith.
You hear that? It's your dishwasher that's covered by American Home Shield, which you've loaded perfectly, humming away as you kick back on the couch. A perfect harmony. Keep that everything in its place feeling with an American Home Shield plan. As a member, you'll have peace of mind knowing your budget is protected if that dishwasher stops humming like it should. An American Home Shield plan covers parts of up to 21 home appliances and systems when they wear out, no matter their age. If they can't fix your covered item, they'll replace it. For a free quote and $50 off any of their flexible plans, visit ahs.com/KSL. I'll say it again so you have time to write it down. Ready? It's ahs.com/KSL. Join American Home Shield today for $50 off any plan Then, get back to the soothing sounds of your home and the confidence of coverage. Service fees, limitations, and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Ding! That's us. When local news breaks, we'll text you. Just sign up with the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. All you have to do is text the word news to 57500 right now.
At Security Service Federal Credit Union, we believe there's nothing better than the feeling of home. After all, home is where we're together.
Hey, come on in.
Where we laugh. Where we celebrate. Home is where we always feel just right. Security Service works hard to get you the lowest rate and a monthly payment that's comfortable for you. Because we believe a home loan should feel just right, just like home. Save up to $5,000 on closing costs or lower your payments with a power rate. Get started with a free virtual appointment at ssfcu.org. Security Service, for a home loan that feels like home.
Equal housing lender. Membership eligibility required. Loan subject to credit approval. Offer subject to change. Valid in Texas, Colorado, and Utah. Offer to save up to $5,000 does not cover certain costs. Not valid on FHA, VA loans. Other restrictions apply. Visit ssfcu.org for details.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL News Radio. People are watching more TV during the pandemic. That's good for Netflix, but not so great for Dish TV. Somehow Dish managed to lose 40,000 subscribers over the spring. Their streaming service, Sling TV, lost another 56,000 customers. KSL Drives, we told you recently about the all-electric M5 that BMW is working on. Car and Driver is saying this vehicle might come with 1,000 horsepower. Microsoft is set to launch an Xbox game streaming service next month. It'll allow users to play dozens of Xbox games on the cloud, on smartphones, and on tablets. It was a mixed finish to the week on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 46 points. We closed the week at 27,433. The S&P 500 added 2 points, but the NASDAQ composite dropped 97. KSL News Time 3:26, the nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, talked about progress toward a COVID-19 vaccine this afternoon.
Cautious optimism, that from Dr. Anthony Fauci on prospects for an effective COVID-19 vaccine.
We know that the body is capable of making a good response. And the reason we know is because we have so many people who clear the virus and do well.
Fauci saying he expects tens of millions of doses of the vaccine in the early months of next year.
Which means that we gotta prioritize.
Saying that healthcare employees, frontline workers, and the elderly will likely get the vaccine first. Dave Packer, ABC News.